Guys, if you went to Wildfire Weekend and you feel compelled, like, I just feel like I should thank God for what I got there or something, you want to share something, you can do it in just a moment. I just want to share some of the one-liners that I have from it. When I take notes, I take them as one-liners. And so let me share just some of these so you get a taste of the Wildfire Weekend, even though you weren't there. And then if any of you want to, you know, who were there, just say, this is what God said to me or this is what I'm thankful about. I would welcome that, although I'm not looking for you to do that. I would surely welcome that, okay? A couple things. This was Drew Brees. Drew Brees was talking about how, you know, he was quite successful at San Diego, and then he was replaced by, of all people, Phil Rivers, and that's just got to be one of the most humiliating things to ever happen, you know, in my mind, not his. He was very, very gracious. But he said a statement. He said, when you have those moments, why me and why now? That's where faith comes in. You got that? That's a good line. Here's a line from Dr. Asa Andrew. He says this, the Centers of Disease Control says that 85% of illness is emotional in its origin. Wow, that would really encourage you to get your head right? Get it right with God. The musician, and I'm not sure who that musician was, but he was very good. Not near as good as what we have here, but he was very good. He sang a lot of secular songs that he put religious words to. You know that song, when a man loves a woman. You know that song? I'm really tired today. Just a little bit punchy. Okay. His lyric went like this. When a man loves a godly woman, he knows he's out of his league. Amen, guys? Amen, yeah. Max Lucado, he had some really good things to say. I'm pretty sure this came from him. Yes, it did. This is profound. Hear this. You don't have to think a thought just because you have it. You understand what he's saying? Just because a thought pops into your mind, you don't have to think it. You can take that thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. And that's essential to do that. Here's another one from Max Lucado. You are not the first to go through this. He's talking about adversity. You are not the first to go through this. Someone else already has, and he's probably got gray hair and a bald head. And what he's saying there is, go to that guy and say, help me. How did you make it through this? That's good counsel, isn't it? This one is from Jace Robertson. Perhaps I told you this already. I don't know. He picked up his Bible, walked out on a stage with his camo and his shirt on and his trademark hat on, sunglasses on his hat. Held the Bible up and he said, my name is Jace Robertson, and I'm a duckaholic, and I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And just everyone cheered, you know, because they love Jace. But one of the reasons they love Jace is because Jace loves Jesus. There have been bigger celebrities than the Duck Dynasty boys, and they haven't made the impact that the Duck Dynasty boys have because they haven't known Jesus. Jace said this. This is a little comical. He said, military aside, policeman aside, if your job requires it, you get a pass. He said, there is a place for smooth-faced people in our society. You understand what he means. They're beard boys, right? There's a place for smooth-faced people in our society. It's called the ladies' room. Scott Brubaker just amened one of the Duck Dynasty boys. Good night. We're turning water into wine next week. Okay. Because you're not a fan, are you, Scott? No, I didn't. I don't know. No, I'm not sure. Listen to what Jace said here. We are made on purpose, not by accident. He makes all people his masterpiece. Good stuff. Two more. You know what makes you smart? Figuring out your... I'm sorry. You know what makes you smart? Figuring out your way off the planet. You know what he's talking about, right? Trusting in Christ, so at the resurrection you will rise again and ascend to be with Christ. And then Rick Rigsby, who, oh man, that boy can preach, I'll tell you right now. I mean, he danced around and he lit that place up. He had so much energy. You know, when he came out, I'm like, oh, pity you, buddy. You got to follow Jace Robertson. He hit it out of the park. And he said this. He said a lot of things. But listen to this. Men, listen to this. Let me give you some background. I always knew I wanted a Christian wife. Even when I was doing bad things, I knew when I settle down, I want a Christian wife. And I met Laurel, and I fell in love with her. She's a good Christian girl. And so, yeah, this is good. I think this is the one I want. Before we were engaged, I went from the university to a Bible college. 700-800 people there, and half of them are girls. And a lot of them are working on their MRS degree. Do you know that one? And all of a sudden, I saw a whole lot of Christian girls. And I had Laurel, but look at all these Christian girls. She's not here right now, so I can talk this way. Oh, her sister's here. She'll tell her. I am really tired. So Laurel's there. She was at Asbury College in Kentucky, and I'm here at Toccoa, and there's like 300 Christian girls here. Maybe I thought too soon. Maybe I chose too soon. It was a thought, you know? And I'll never forget, there was a guy, his name was Steve Douglas. He was talking to a bunch of us, and he was older, a little wiser than us. He was actually there on a GI Bill. He'd been in the military. And Steve said this. He said, "You see all these Christian girls on this campus?" I said, "Yeah." We all said, "Yeah." And he said, "Don't just get a Christian girl. Get a godly woman." And I thought to myself, that's what I have in Kentucky. And so I drove there and put a ring on her finger, just like you did Friday night. Right? Yeah. Listen to this quote from Rick Rigsby. "A godly woman wants to walk beside a godly man." Yeah, that's true. And men, when you are a godly man, you will find that woman you're married to will step up and be the godly woman and walk beside you. And it works the other way as well. It was a great weekend. It was a great weekend. I'll tell you what, something else. Jace Robertson said this. He's talking to all ages of men, and there were a lot of young men there, a lot of boys there, Praton's age. And he said, "You know, my wife and I, people say to us, 'You waited till you were married?' I can't believe that." He said, "I don't care if you believe it or not. The people that know are the only ones that need to believe it." And then he said, "And I had a friend say to me," and he talks, I wish I could do him. I wish I could impersonate him. "I had a friend that said to me, 'You won't know what to do on your wedding night.' Well, I got three kids. I guess we figured it out, huh?"